All right, we'll get started. We'll call the meeting to order at 7:04. Mary, present, myself, Bill Pike, Joshua Mashinick, Athena Loveland, John Treat, and Andy Chalmers as a non-participating alternate. Okay, first order of business is last month's minutes, so they're in your packet. I'm going to take a chance, a moment to look at them. Any corrections or comments? And Mary, I have one small one. It's not a big deal, but the vice chairman is Joshua, and I'm the chairman.
Okay, great. Thanks for the clarification.
I don't mind, but Joshua really cares. Took his name. I'm pretty sure this is the case, but I think everyone knows when Danielle sends out the meeting notice, it includes a link to the packet, right? So the minutes and the agenda and the materials are all available online in advance. Okay, motion to approve the minutes with the changes.
So made.
Second.
All's in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Next item was the residence forum public comment. Again, I don't know if people had a chance to look through this. You know, I've gone to this once. It's pretty good. One of the components is to acknowledge people that have served for a long time. So, John, that actually applies to me, and you and I can talk about that offline if you're interested. You know, from an informational perspective, Stephen Byrne and his father, they're responsible for that small book that you have, which, you know, really is kind of the Bible of sorts for being aware of decisions and court cases, et cetera, associated with zoning boards. So, you know, I think it'd be great if one of us could get there. It certainly isn't mandatory that we go, but it's an opportunity to learn and a little bit of networking. So I would suggest everybody take a look. John, I don't know if you've ever been to one over the years or not. It's in March and it's after our next meeting, so maybe we can talk about it. What I don't have for you is if the cost can be paid for by the town. I know in the past the answer was yes. So maybe if people are interested, let myself and Danielle know, and then we'll make sure we can get it funded if somebody would like to go.
So if we'd like to go, what do we do as far as the town of Bolton's concerned?
I would just send a note to myself and Danielle.
Okay.
Said I'm planning to attend. I'll follow up with her and revisit the funding side, just, you know, so we get that behind us. And then the actual application to go is part of the packet.
What time is the meeting? Does it say on the front page?
Yeah, I thought it did.
An all-day meeting.
Yeah.
get there early. Don't worry.
It's on the back. It says it's from 5 to 8
p.m. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an evening dinner.
Yeah, it's a social hour, dinner, awards, and then a discussion.
8 o'clock
on
HPE
8002. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, if you're interested, just maybe just respond to the Danielle meeting those emails, and I'll follow up with her as well.
Thank you.
On the funding side, we'll go from there. Okay. Anyone online? I don't believe so. It's really strange having to look at yourself on the screen now. So no public comment. From anyone. So I think we can move on to next public hearing. So at our last meeting, we tabled our decision and we continued the public hearing until tonight. We had made a request for more information regarding the site plan and what was being asked for from the variance perspective, Mr. Rasher. So we'll open the public hearing now and bring you forward to go over the additional information that you have, and be a kind of a repeat process that we had last time.
Okay.
Okay, so the public hearing is now open. And Mr. Asher.
Well, good evening.
You have the floor.
So I met with the zoning officer, Mike D'Angelo, and we looked at the plat plan or the plan that I had forwarded to you. It was map one and map two. And last time there was a problem with the, yes.
Pardon me, I don't, you're talking about a plot plan. Am I looking at what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the map one and map two, yes. So last time, so we didn't have a map boundary. I mean, it was very hazy. There was really no back boundary to the land there. That was one of the problems. So Danielle gave me new maps, and then it has the back boundary. And then I talked to Michael about the point at the southwest corner of the property through the back boundary is 52 feet. Okay. And so he was in agreement on that. Okay. And he said that we would count on accuracy of the map.
Okay.
So judging on that 52 feet, the map one has the pool in place if I adhere to the 40-foot boundary line. Okay, in other words, if I adhere to the 40-foot boundary, the building line in the back, the pool would touch the house on the corner of the house. Okay, because it would be the 40 feet, the pool is 14 feet, and it comes very close to the house. Okay, so at map two is what I'm requesting for the variance. In other words, I'm requesting a 10 feet from my house, then the pool of 14 feet, which is 24, and then the 52, leaving me with 28 feet to the back, my back boundary. Okay, so that's the variance that I'm requesting. So the parcel in back of me, and this probably has no bearing on it, but I'm gonna say it anyway. The parcel in back of me is a 35-acre parcel. It's up for sale right now. Okay, I'm in the northeast corner of that 35-acre parcel that borders my backyard. That piece is for sale, and that the end they have footage, or I should say, they have road frontage on Hebron Road, on Hebron Road. The parcel, I talked to the agent briefly that is handling that, and just out of curiosity, supposedly there's a couple of people that are interested in it. It's very wet back there. I've been there for 50 years. I bought my lot in 1978. There's never been any action on that 35 acres. Okay, there's never been any plan to build anything. There's no plan to lay out houses there. Danielle told me that it's incredibly wet there. So whatever, I just thought I would mention that. So anyway, I'm requesting that the variance go through, and that I added the dimensions as accurately as I could. And I put the distance from my back border to the pool, the 14-inch width of the pool. Pool is 30 feet long. It complies with the 25 feet from the well and 25 feet from the septic system. And I'm asked, it would be about 10 feet. The pool would be about 10 feet from my house, enough to put a walkway in going around to my driveway.
Okay.
I guess that's it.
All right. Open it up. Any questions folks have about the new map?
Could I ask a question?
Sure. Of course.
What are you going to put? How are you going to landscape the pool? What are you going to put around it? Concrete patio? And...
It's kind of undecided at this point. The concrete is cheaper than the pavers. The pavers are probably almost twice as much. I've looked into pavers. I've looked into stamped concrete. In the back, when I talked this over with Mike D'Angelo, I'll probably put like a 4 foot wide, either pavers or stamped concrete between the pool and the back border. Okay, so I didn't add that because D'Angelo told me that he's only concerned with structure, and he doesn't consider the walkway that might be around the pool as structure. He, according to the building, I should say the zoning officer, structure only includes the pool, only includes the pool. Okay. And that the walkway is not part of structure. So I did not put like, I was going to put a dotted line there for around the pool. On the east side of and back of the house, between the septic system, septic tank, and the pool is where I would put my patio. That'd be my social area for my family. Okay, and so other than that, just have a pathway that would run around the house to the driveway. Okay, everything else would be grass, but there's a good chance that I'm going to put a 4 foot perimeter walkway around the pool.
Okay.
Okay, whether that's pavers or stamped concrete, still kind of up in the air. Kind of leaning towards stamped concrete because it's cheaper.
Is there plans for a fence around the
Have to
pool?
have a fence.
Yeah.
Have to have a fence. I just
And I'm assuming that would be outside of that 4 foot
yes.
patio.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Has to be enclosed.
Okay.
I have a concern, if I may.
Sure, please.
As part of a site plan or plot plan, which is referred to, it's supposed to have a survey that is credible, said so by the stamp of the surveyor. And in addition, the writing on what I've been presented here says dimensions not to be construed as an accurate survey, and they are subject to final changes that may become available. I'm not saying that it isn't accurate, nor that anyone would come forward purporting one thing that wasn't true. So I'm a little bit troubled that it's not what we're supposed to require. Do you agree with me, Bill?
I do. The only comment I would make, this is what the town has on record as a site plan for that piece of property.
That they could have a bunny strips on.
They could. They could.
Yeah.
This is the official record
I under
as we know it.
yeah.
I mean, Mr.
So.
D'Angelo, the zoning officer, has accepted that as accurate. Okay, I've worked
We
with
take
him.
an oath.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm kind of I'm being guided by his hand and his knowledge. Okay. And so he is fine with the map. So he had told me, you know, what to add, et cetera. And he apologized to me for not putting in the rear boundary the first time. And then Daniel gave me fresh maps, and I put in the the dimensions to the best of my ability, and measuring to what the scale is on the map.
Yeah. So since we saw you last here, other than to access this from the town hall, you haven't had a surveyor or any outside third party verify this?
No, because I went to the zoning officer, and the zoning officer told me it was fine. The zoning officer the town hired that comes here on Tuesday nights told me it was fine. So that's what I'm going with. I mean, I could go
yes.
to the original surveyor, and the engineer is still in business.
I got it. Thank you.
He visits in Manchester. And I could go back to him. He's helped me out before when I put a little addition on. He wrote something for me. When I put a small addition on the side of the house, and he probably would be happy to, you know, verify the accuracy of the map for me if you really want me to go back and do that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Anyone?
And is that addition on this map?
No. The addition is on the far side. It's a little addition for my mother. My mother is 96 and she lives with me. And actually, it's a study. I put it in there.
So on this map number two, you have the setback line at 40 feet, and then the pool would be 30 feet from the rear boundary. So 10-foot variance is what you're asking for?
Yes, I think actually it's more like 27 feet instead of 30, but it's around that, yeah. I mean, the thing is, when I bought the property, and this has really no bearing because it's changed, but it was a 25-foot building line in the back. And so since I've had it for 50 years, it's changed to 40-foot. So I'm asking to, you know, I'm asking
yeah,
request
we don't
that,
know where this one is.
You know, we go to the 30-foot.
Don't know that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the enforcement officer. Okay. Validated it. So, yeah, and I mean, that's a good point. So, the map and the language in the application don't match in terms of the 12 feet. And even what you just said of 10, 14, and 52, they don't necessarily. I mean, it might sound like a couple of feet to you, but it's they don't match up,
what
right?
What doesn't match?
What's that?
What doesn't?
So, well, if we trust these numbers in here, yeah. Which I guess maybe you said you entered them, you're saying you're 50, you're 40, excuse me, you're 30 feet from the property line, and you're showing the pool only 10 feet over the line, so you're asking for a 10-foot variance. Not a 12 or 14 foot variance.
I mean,
according to yeah. The latest information that you provided.
The thing is that I did not bring a copy. So I mean, I have 52 feet to the corner. So and my was 10 feet. I want 10 feet from the corner of the house. 14 feet for the pool. That's 24 feet, and then 52 feet. So 52 take away from 4 is, I believe, 28 feet. Okay, so I'm asking to encroach on the 40-foot building line at least about 12 feet.
Okay, so I understood that math, and that's good. I'm saying this map site plan that you provided doesn't match what you just said.
Okay, so what do I do? I have to change the numbers there.
It's you understand that we're in a position where we've got to have an accurate representation of the property as it currently exists. Hold on a second, please. We have to have an accurate representation of the property as it exists.
Right.
And then to understand what you're asking to have a variance for. And the numbers have to be right. So, the map in your application differ in terms of what you're asking for. This map is asking for a 10-foot variance. Okay. Your application speaks to a 12-foot variance, I believe.
14 foot.
14, I'm sorry, 14. 12 came up last time in the discussion. Okay.
I only changed the maps. I did not change my application. That's probably my fault. In other words, I did the whole application the first time. The second time, I only changed the maps. I did not, I changed map one and map two. I did not go back and change the map on the application.
And it's this is helpful because it's better. I mean, I believe we have an accurate representation of the back line to the property line to the back of your house and the 40-foot line, both of those done with the zoning enforcement officer for the town of Bolton. That's I trust that. But the dimensions of what you're trying to do, the variance that you're trying to have, it doesn't line up with what's in the application.
So
And it has to be right,
I
right?
can understand that, definitely. I just don't, I want to get the math right, of course. But I mean, the thing is that when you're saying it doesn't match, is that like the original dimensions that I put in the application,
Yep.
like when I wrote in the original dimensions that I wrote, not on that map, but that I put some dimensions in the original application
Right.
that don't coincide with that map. Is that the problem?
Well, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. We need a site plan that we can trust and understand the implications or, exactly what's being asked for the variance. It can't be an approximation. It's and Mr. Ash, honestly, we're trying to help you here. It's kind of the same commentary I said to you last time that, if I show up with a backhoe, where do I start digging? Okay. And do I start digging 30 feet from the back line? Do I know where the back line is? It just doesn't quite, you're constrained when you get the variance, you're constrained by what the variance says. And it needs to be right. We can't, it's not an approximation. It's not about 10 feet or any other signs. It just typically everything just kind of lines up. We have a survey that's authorized, it's accurate, and the language matches, and the two match.
Okay,
So if you come
so
back, you sell the house and somebody comes back and wants to do something different, the starting point is correct.
okay. So is the math is not flawed though? It is the application that's flawed?
We don't
Well,
know.
we don't necessarily know that because you said you put the numbers in.
But
So
even
we not it's not that we don't trust you, it's just that it's typically not how it's done. Typically, when someone's going to put an addition on or add a pool or whatever the case may be, they have a survey done. So A, they can get it approved, and B, the builder knows exactly what they're supposed to do, right? I mean, it's just a norm, to be honest with you.
yeah, I never, I mean, I put this, the 2016, I put the addition on. I didn't have a survey done. Okay, I just had the engineer sign a piece of paper for me, allowing me to do it. And the building inspector at that time was fine with
And
it.
it wasn't a variance then. You're
It
saying
wasn't
it
a
was well
variance.
within
No, it
the
wasn't a variance.
so the planning and zoning can approve
Okay,
these things.
so I mean, I just want to know what to do going forward. So is map one and map two, are you guys going to accept that? Are you going to accept those maps, or you're not accepting those
We're
maps?
not accepting it because it doesn't coincide with the application
And I'm
where you're
not
asking for
accepting it that
14
isn't
feet.
embossed.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. But I mean, the thing is that you hired a zoning officer. The zoning officer is guiding me. Okay. And then when I get in here, you're not going to accept it when you have a zoning officer who's telling me what to do. I'm not doing this on my own, willy-nilly. I'm doing it through the zoning officer.
Understood.
It's kind of a certain unfairness there, or I
Right.
should say an ambiguity.
I understand why you would feel that way, but I think I would point out that the requirement for a proper survey came up at the last hearing.
But I checked the building
And
out. I checked with the zoning officer.
the accuracy, the reasons for having accurate dimensions relative to the house, relative to the property line. And the criticality of that. So neither of those have changed. These your application and the map that represents what you want to do don't line up yet. And
Can you
so
show me the app? What's the meaning by the application?
just the application you filled out for the variance.
Okay.
This is
Okay,
right.
I did not look at that the second time.
Okay, and it have they have to have to line up.
Okay.
Right. If you asked for 10 feet and the map showed 20 and we approved the variance, we'd be approving the 10 and this would say 20. And what happens next would be, uncertain.
If I go to the engineer and I have him sign and verify the dimensions of that and get his signature with a stamp, are we going to be okay?
If it matches the application, Mr. Asher, right?
Okay,
But you're asking for 14-foot variance here.
no, no, that Mr. Treat is asking for a stamp on the map. You see what I mean? Like, I just want to get hung up next
The
month.
stamp would still like raise the questions that the numbers you've put on here
Okay.
are don't match what you're asking for. So another way to look at it is where you've drawn the pool doesn't fit with what you're asking for. You didn't draw the pool looking for 14 feet
Yeah.
from the corner
Okay.
of your house,
No, that's my fault. I did not go back
right?
to the
And
application.
they just have to it has to be. We're not accusing you of anything at all by any stretch of imagination, so I hope you appreciate. Again, we are on your side, but independent of the zoning enforcement officer, we have an obligation to get this right.
Sure.
Right? It's just where we are.
So I think there's the two things that we're asking for, right? We're asking for the map to be solidified, right, with your engineer if they're able to do that.
Right.
And then also for your application to be updated with the accurate numbers of what you're asking
Okay.
for. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I also think it might be worthwhile to discuss the hardship before we send him on his way.
Sure. I'm okay. I don't know that we can dictate it back to him, but you can give him some
But
considerations.
this is hardship.
Yeah, I mean it.
Right. Exactly. So I mean that is one of the that's the major question we're going to ask is what's the hardship that you're seeking?
What's peculiar about your lot?
I cannot put the pool anywhere else. I mean, that's my hardship. I cannot put the pool anywhere else. Otherwise, I'd put it in the front yard. I have my septic system is on the east side, my reserve septic system is on the east side. My location of the septic tank, location of the well. I have a shed that I put in about 35 feet from the building line on the western side. There is no room left to put. The only place that the pool can go is the place that I am proposing.
And you were the original builder of the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any other consideration is the orientation of the house not being parallel to the property line.
It's not parallel. It's a little bit off.
Yeah.
It's a little bit off. The thing is that Mr. D'Angelo said that that southwest corner of 52 feet is very accurate.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
That can be taken as an
But
accurate.
because it's cranked, it puts your house at an angle,
Well, I
right?
mean,
And
we talked about the angle last time. He said that it didn't has no bearing, but he said that that
it
corner
had it's
of 52 feet, that
yeah,
corner,
no,
52 feet, that is an accurate point.
I completely accept that. It's a I gotta be careful here. I'm not supposed to be dictating what your hardship is, but the orientation of the house could in fact be a hardship.
Interesting.
Because it takes
So,
away distance.
is it not?
No, I don't. Well, okay. We're not we're
Sorry.
yeah we're ta I think we're tabling our decision until the next meeting, and we'll leave the public hearing open for you just like we did last time.
Okay.
But a site survey that's accurate and not you and your tape measure, to be quite frank with you, really, really important from a lot of fronts. And by the way, you want to represent a site plan representation that matches the house, right? Just if you were the next buyer of that house, you'd want to know, what's for what here between the property lines and the work that's been done, whether it be addition, the shed, a new pool, patio, whatever the case may be, right? Because somebody doesn't want to have to buy a house that's in non-conforming. So it just makes sense to have it right.
All the people coming down the road 50 years from now that they can rely on something that was done at this point in time.
Sure. Okay.
So, do we have a motion to table our decision and continue the public hearing at our next meeting.
Yeah, I move to table the decision and continue the discussion at the next meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hey, thank you very much.
Any discussion?
Have a good night.
You too.
Good. Thank you, everyone. Okay. New business. Anything anyone wants to bring up? I have no official new business for us.
Here's a, yeah, that's some new business. Not very important. But on page 16.3 of our
regulations for the town of Bolton.
It says any line delimiting a portion of the lot. I don't think delimiting is what they mean. Do you? I looked it up in the dictionary. I think it's supposed to be delineating.
Probably correct.
That's the only new business I have.
I'll defer to Ann.
New business. It'd make a difference down the road.
I was an electrical engineer. I practiced that.
Good catch.
That's good catch. I don't know where you take it, but okay. Anything else anyone would like to bring up? Appreciate everyone coming out on a cold night. And,
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Meeting is adjourned at 7:36. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. Take care, everyone.
Mary, where do you live, if you don't mind me asking?
What I live
state?
In South Carolina.
South Carolina?
Yes, in the Charleston area.
How did you find Bolton?
Well, I don't know. I'm a retired city clerk. I was a clerk in Illinois and then in Ohio. And was looking for something very part-time that I could do at home. And I stumbled across an ad from Town of Bolton. And so I applied and Kathy reached out to me right away and we chatted. And so I do the inland wetlands meetings and the finance committee meetings. And now I'm taking on your commission as well.
Excellent. Excellent. I hope it's easy enough for you to follow. And
oh, yes. Yes.
We're very good for the last meeting. So thank you for your efforts.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Very good. Signing off.
Do you want or need this?
You can hang on to those. I think it's going to go in as part of the overall package.